The Andrews Institute was built largely on the reputation of Dr. Andrews, who was already well known for performing orthopedic surgery on high-profile athletes such as Charles Barkley, Roger Clemens, and Pensacola's Emmitt Smith and Jerry Pate. But from the very beginning, the founders had plans for a world-class facility that would extend far beyond star athletes in the collegiate and professional ranks.
We would like to figure out a way to help prevent the injuries that we see in all of our youth sports. And you know, you've got lots of those going on in this community.
Dr. Andrews at the official announcement back in November of 2004.
And just to preface why it's so important, there's been a tenfold increase in youth injuries in youth sports since year 2000. And something has to be done about it.
By this point, in 04, plans for the Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center had been in the works for about a year. Andrews credits the vision of former Baptist CEO Al Stubblefield, whose team made two trips to Birmingham to make their pitch.
By the way, I was completely amazed at this point, because a lot of people talk about doing things, and let's talk, and that's the end of it. But here they come back for a second meeting up in Birmingham.
That was Andrews reflecting on the origins of the Institute at a recent 10th anniversary event. Once the idea began to take hold, Andrews gives credit to pro golfer and U.S. Open champion Jerry Pate. Pate, who was a frequent surgical patient and good friend, helped to secure private and state funding for the project. Ground was broken in 2005, and with just a few physicians on staff, the Institute opened its 85,000-square-foot clinical facility in 2007.
What started with Dr. Andrews and Dr. Hackle and Dr. Ostrander then, today equates to over 30 orthopedic providers of some ilk in our community today that are part of the Andrews Institute.
Scott Raines is Senior Vice President of Baptist Healthcare and President of Baptist Hospital. The campus has now grown to 127,000 square feet with six departments and numerous medical specialties offered on site.
With that said, we do in excess of 6,000 orthopedic surgeries within our health system, the majority of them done here on this campus, and we are quite robust and rich in our presence in the community and in the region.
As part of their sports medicine outreach, Baptist and the Andrews Institute have performed 20,000 free school sports physicals since 1997. Further, Dr. Steve Jordan, orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine specialist, says another highlight of their first 10 years is the sports medicine and athletic training services now provided across the region.
Baptist Hospital and the Andrews Institute now employ 28 athletic trainers and cover all the public schools in Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton counties. Quite an achievement. Recently, a new position was approved for a regional sports medicine liaison. This will expand our coverage even further east to Jackson County and the Panama City area.
Looking to the next 10 years, the Andrews Institute is leading the way towards the future of orthopedics and sports medicine, most recently in 2016, establishing the Regenerative Medicine Center, which is working on ways to improve surgical techniques currently used to repair damaged cartilage.
Currently on our campus, we offer two regenerative medicine technologies. Platelet-rich plasma is the first that's been around for quite some time.
Dr. Adam Ans is an orthopedic surgeon and medical director of clinical and biologic research at the Andrews Research and Education Foundation. He says they're also offering bone marrow aspirate.
Similar to when we get blood from your veins, spin it in a centrifuge and take a layer that is important for healing, we can stick a needle into your bone marrow, take some of your bone marrow out, spin it and get the layer that has stem cells and use it for orthopedic purposes too.
Dr. Ans says the Institute is involved in a number of studies involving the further development of stem cell technology. Co-founder and medical director Dr. James Andrews says that research is now on the long path to federal approval.
We have to deal here under the auspices of the Food and Drug Administration. Now, number one, make sure that we're not doing harm. So that's expensive. You couldn't believe how expensive it. That project he's doing upstairs that he was talking about with the apheresis machine is a multi-million dollar project.
Despite many challenges, Dr. Andrews believes the research and education underway at the Institute is the key to their future and the future of sports medicine. and he's confident that stem cell development will be the biggest revelation in the field since the arthroscope in the 1970s. Personally, Andrews continues his university affiliation with Alabama, Auburn, and Troy, and with the NFL's Washington Redskins. At 74 years old, he has no plans to slow down anytime soon, noting the work he still wants to do.
Prevention for me right now in youth sports is what I'm passionate about. It's the one thing I'm trying to conquer during the twilight of my career. But believe me, it's a big uphill battle, a big battle.
Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.